Yoma Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel 5:3. The Mishnah now returns the topic of the Seder Hayom, the Kohen Gadol's activities on Yom HaKippurim. And now we return to the blood of the bull that was left in the hands of the Kohen who was agitating it on that row of Harvi, that fourth row. The Mishnah says, Natal Es Adam, the Kohen Gadol takes the blood, Mimisha Hayam Mamares Bo, from the Kohen who was agitating it. Nichnas lamakom shenichnas. The Kohen Gadol now goes back into the place where he had entered. This is a reference to the Kadosh Kadashim, and in this mission now we're talking about the application of the blood of the Kohen and the Kohanim's bull in the Kadosh Kadashim. We don't specifically say which place, because remember that in Bais Rishon we're talking about putting the incense on the floor between the staves of the Aron HaBris, whereas in Bais Sheni it's further west, deeper in, by the Evan Hashasiya, and the Mishnah is saying wherever he went to the first time, he goes back there again. So we're talking in the Kadosh Kadashim, and if it's by Sheni, by the Evan Hashasiya. Va'amad b'makom sh'amad, he stands in the same place he stood before. V'hiza mimenu achas lamala v'sheva lamata, and he sprinkles the blood one time up and seven times down. The Pasuk in Vayikra, again, this is all in Perek Tazayin, this is Pasuk Yud Dalad, verse 14, says, V'lakach medam hapar, he takes the blood of the bull, v'hiza ve'etzbo al pnei kapores kedma, and he sprinkles that blood before the kapores. The kapores is the lid that sat atop of the Aron HaBris. It was a golden lid, and out of the top of it had these two kruvim, like these angelic figures. So that means he sprinkles the blood standing from the east side, like towards the kapores. V'lefnei kapores yazeh sheva pamim min hadam be'etzbo. And also with his finger, before the kapores, he sprinkles the blood seven times. So when we say al pnei kapores, the first reference, that is a reference to the Mishnah's reference, what the Mishnah calls achas lamala, one time flicking the blood in an upward direction, then it comes to the ground. And then when it says lifnei hakaporis, when it's saying before lifnei hakaporis, those are the sheva lamata, the seven sprinklings that are taken straight down. Now the Mishnah says velohaya miskaven lahazos lo lamala v'lo lamata. He doesn't aim to splash on the kaporis itself, either on the top of the kaporis, the bottom of the kaporis. We're not actually putting any blood on the lid, the kaporis itself. Ella kematzlif. He's sprinkling the blood directly onto the ground. According to the Bartonor's understanding, the matzlif refers to the one who administers lashes for punishment. And the way the Bartonor understands it is that the same way when a person administers lashes for punishment, he starts, like, say, high up on the back between the shoulder blades, then moves down the back, the lash coming each time further down, like in a straight line. So too, when the Kohen Gadol is sprinkling the blood on the floor of the Kadosh Kadashim, he sprinkles it kind of in a straight line, going ever closer to himself. The first one up, the furthest away, and then the second one, the first one down, close to him, and so on, as it gets closer and closer to him. Many other Mefarshim understand that the Kematzlif, he's doing it like one who administers lashes, is not referring to the location of the blood on the floor, but rather the way in which he flicks his finger, bringing it up, and then kind of violently down, to sprinkle the blood. Now, at all events, just understand what's actually happening. The Kohen Gadol is taking his right index finger, he's dipping it into the Mizrak, the place where the blood is in that cup there, and then he is, the first time he starts with this kind of his back of his hand facing downwards, he flicks his finger upwards, and it like kind of arcs to the ground, and then subsequently, he'll dip it in, he may start with his finger with his palm up, but when he comes down, he flicks it with his palm downwards towards the ground. And each of the eight total sprinklings, he must reinsert his index finger, right index finger, into the blood to get a new portion of it. So that's what he's doing, these eight times with the blood of the bull. And the kachayamona, he would count in the following way as he sprinkled that blood. Achas, first he counts the one that he flicks upwards, that's one. Then achas va'achas. When he does the second one in the downward fashion, he says one and one, because it's one that went up and now one that was down. Achas u'shtayim, then one up and two down. Achas v'shalosh, one up and three down. Achas v'arba, one up and four down. Achas v'chamesh, achas v'shesh, achas v'sheva. One up and five down, then six down, then seven down. After he finishes the eight sprinklings of the blood on the floor, yatza, he leaves the Kodesh Kedoshim, v'hinicho al kan hazahav shebeheichel, and he places the mizrak, that cup on a stick, you call it, the kli, into a stand. A kan is a stand. Remember that the mizrak was designed to not be able to be placed down because it has a pointy bottom. That way it's forced to be held and agitated. So here this is a stand that's specially designed to hold the mizrak in such a way that it can be placed down without the blood spilling out. Now our Mishnah here listed the first eight of the sprinklings. As we go to the next Mishnah, we'll talk more of the sprinklings of blood. Remember, the total is done, we'll have a total of 43 separate sprinklings between the Dam HaPar, the bull blood, as well as the Seir LaShem, the goat blood, and their combination of the two, for a total of 43. So we're 8 down and 35 to go.